And it is now just about a minute past 9 o'clock. My name is Robert Barclay, the Duke of Jukes, spinning blues and soul music for you here at the Juke Joint for the last 34 years. Thanks for being there for at least a part of that ride. This is about the time of the show I give you my email address. Email's the best way to reach me. If you have a request you want to make, you want me to spin for you, I can't generally play it that night because I've put so many hours into putting the show together. I will be happy to spin your request in the next couple of weeks. And I know you're out there, but I'd like you to confirm that you are out there by dropping me a two-sentence email saying, hey, this is Dave from Flint listening, and it's all it takes. Just let me know. And if you hear something that catches your ear and you really like it, let me know that too. I always like to know. Here's my email address. It's robert.barclay, B-A-R-C-L-A-Y, at cmich.edu. That's robert.barclay at cmich.edu. And thanks for taking the time. I do appreciate that. I believe I have a new listener listening for the first time, perhaps, tonight from Flint. His name is Ray. And I think Cousin Rich from Burton might be the one that tapped him on the shoulder and says, hey, you got to check out the Juke Joint on Sunday nights. So Ray and Flint apparently sitting in his backyard, got a little bonfire going and enjoying listening to the blues. Well, now I'm going to return to a CD I debuted for you a few weeks ago. This is from a young guitarist from Mississippi named Christone Kingfish Ingram. He was born near Clarksdale, Mississippi, right there on the Delta, and he fell in love with music as a small child. His mother, by the way, is first cousin to country music legend Charlie Pride. Christone began playing the drums when he was 6, and at the age of 9, he picked up the bass. His mother must have seen some talent in him, so she took him down to the Delta Blues Museum in Clarksdale, where they had a blues program for young people to learn about the blues and how to play the blues. So at the age of 11, he got his first guitar, and he quickly mastered it. He soaked up the music of Lightnin' Hopkins, Robert Johnson, B.B. King, Muddy Waters, Jimi Hendrix, and Prince, among others. One of his mentors was a Mississippi blues man named Bill Howlin' Mad Perry, who recognized this gifted musician and dubbed him Kingfish. And he has already performed at the White House. Michelle Obama invited him in 2014 as part of a delegation of student musicians from the Delta Blues Museum. He's 20 now, and he just made his recording debut. And the first time I came across this young man was at the St. Louis, Michigan Blues Festival. Minard Shattuck brought him in not just once, I think he brought him in twice. And the crowd, of course, loved his work. His new CD, his debut CD, is on Alligator Records. It is simply named Kingfish. And here he is on guitar and vocals on a tune titled Trouble.
Woke up this morning in a bed that wasn't mine. Woman lay beside me, she wasn't my wife. I throw my head in my hand, try to make up a story the best way I can. I'm in trouble, and there's no doubt. I'm in trouble. Ain't no way I can get out. Hopped out the bed and I grabbed my phone. 15 texts and 10 missed calls. She said, I know you're out there messing around. When you get home, it's going down. I'm in trouble. Trouble, ain't no way I can get out.
tried to sneak right in. She popped out of nowhere and said, "Where you been?" She started screaming and said, "That's it. Ain't putting up with no more of your trouble." And there's no doubt I'm in trouble. Love ain't my favorite word. So many people use it in vain. Love ain't my favorite word. So many people use it in vain. That love was gonna heal my heart, but all it did was add to the pain. I had me a girl who I really cared for. She tore my heart to pieces and she walked right out the door. Love ain't my favorite word. So many people use it in vain. Thought that love was gonna heal my heart, but all it did was add to the pain.
said she'd never leave me. She said it to my face. I woke up one morning and she was 3 states away. Love ain't my favorite word. So many people use it in vain. I thought that love was gonna hear my heart, but all it did was add to the pain.
The debut CD from a blues man named Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram, from Clarksdale, Mississippi. He appeared at the Chicago Blues Festival a year ago and knocked out the crowd there as well. He's a very mature 20 years old. Very fine release, simply titled Kingfish, and we just heard a tune titled Love Ain't My Favorite Word, and we opened up with Trouble. Now, he's got a couple of guests on this CD. On one track, he's got Buddy Guy. So Buddy clearly endorses Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram, as does Keb Moe, who appears on a couple of tracks on this disc as well. Well, I want to let you know about, for those of you who don't already know, commercial radio WLAV in Grand Rapids is in its 27th year of providing a summer blues concert series. The price is right. Free. That's right. Free. I will tell you where it is. I will tell you right now that this happens on Wednesday evenings. At the end of this pair of tunes, I'll tell you where it happens. So if you dig the music, stick around and I'll tell you where you can go hear it this Wednesday evening. This is a band from Milwaukee. They've been together since 2002. This is their, I'm going to play a couple of tracks from their fourth CD from 2017, a CD titled Charmed and Dangerous, and featuring the great vocal work of Jeff Taylor, Jeff Schradl on the guitar, and Raymond Tevich on the keyboards. Appearing for free this Wednesday evening in Grand Rapids. And let's open up with a tune titled Mint Condition.
You make me feel brand new. I'm in mint condition. You make me feel brand new. I'm a damn near perfect since I met you. Baby, when you smile, you take me back 10 years. Baby, when you smile, you take me back 10 years. Honey, when you touch me, I wanna stay right here. No one get me running hotter or jumping shouting like muddy water. Mint condition, you make me feel brand new. I'm a damn near perfect since I met you. Oh,
my side. Honey, stay with me. Help keep time on my side. Only you can make me satisfied. I'm in mint condition. You make me feel brand new. I'm in mint condition. You make me feel brand new. I'm a damn near perfect since I met you. I'm in mint condition. I'm in mint condition. I'm in mint condition. I'm in mint condition. I'm a damn near perfect since I met you.
It's on my list. That was from a band called the Altered Five Blues Band from Milwaukee, and they will be appearing this Wednesday evening at a free concert in Grand Rapids, and I'll give you the details here in just a moment. I pulled a couple of tracks from their most recent CD titled Charmed and Dangerous, and we just concluded with On My List to Quit. In front of that, we heard them on Mint Condition. Now, where is this taking place? This is taking place at the Deltaplex Arena parking lot. You're supposed to bring your own folding chairs, and the gates open at 6 p.m. Gates open at 6 p.m. Wednesdays at 6:30. The music begins with an opening act, usually a local band, and that's from 6:30 to 7. The national act, in this case, the Altered Five Blues Band, plays from 7:30 until 9. It's at the Deltaplex Arena parking lot at 2500 Turner Avenue Northwest, Grand Rapids. Admission is free. As I said, bring your folding chairs and set them up where you like in front of the stage. Just heard from Steven in Midland saying he loved the Johnny Guitar Watson. Good to know. I also heard from Wendy in Midland and is listening to the broadcast tonight, and I appreciate her dropping me a line. And I also heard from Johnny August, and he, I believe, that's his blues name, I think, Johnny August. And he, I think, tunes in from Davison. I appreciate you taking the time. Mark up in Alpena has been working hard outdoors all day, doing some laboring, and he said he's driving home to Alpena with the juke joint on the radio. I appreciate that. And then he takes off for Blissfest. And I also heard from Dave in Strathroy, Ontario. He said he's sitting on the deck with the juke joint playing and playing some Sudoku puzzles, which is what Ryan, who is posting my playlist at WCMU.org, he, between the tracks, is listening, is playing Sudoku puzzles as well. Did I pronounce it right, Ryan? Yeah. Sudoku. I know Peggy likes to play those as well. Well, let's now move on to another new release. This time I'm going to debut it for you. And this is from a woman from Omaha, Nebraska. Her name is Heather Newman. Omaha is not the first place I think of when I think of the blues, but the territory bands during the 1930s and 40s would pass through Omaha, and Winoni Harris, I believe Winoni was from Omaha. Anyway, Heather Newman learned about the blues from a blues education program there in Omaha. She plays the bass, she sings, she writes songs, and she received a Blues Music Award for Best Emerging Artist earlier this year. Let's turn to her new CD. It's titled Rise from the Flames. And here she is singing a tune titled, She Sure Looks a Lot Like Me.
I'd be jealous, but the truth never lies. She's not quite as high and tight, but I'm sure you don't care. Just want someone near, so you say you're on repair. Move on in, get on over me, yeah.
to what you had before. I know why you brought her here. Hope to walk through the door just so you could have one more chance to hurt me some more. Oh, she sure looks a lot like me. Oh, must live behind my legacy. Around my soul.
singer and bassist Heather Newman from her CD titled Rise from the Flames. It's on the Viztone label, and we just heard her on a tune titled Coming Home. We opened with You Sure Look a Lot Like She Sure Looks a Lot Like Me. And that featured Keith Ladd on the guitar, Ryan Matthew on the keyboards, and Adam Watson on the drums, with, of course, Heather on vocals and bass. Just heard from Kelly in St. John's. She said she enjoyed hearing Christone Kingfish Ingram so much that I got to pick up on that CD. And it is an excellent CD. And she also saw Root Doctor in the City Park last week, and she said they were wonderful. They were there last year, and they brought them back again this year. That's a cool gig, having a free concert in the City Park at the Bandshell in St. John's. Well, let's return to a new CD from Keb Mo. It's titled Oklahoma. It's on the Concord label, which is a pretty major label, which means it gets lots of distribution. And you should be able to find this wherever you can find CDs for sale. And I debuted this for you last time. It's a CD called Oklahoma, and Skylight Steve not only has his bachelor's degree from the University of Oklahoma, he got his master's and his doctorate degrees there as well. Dr. Skylight Steve. And he said, got to play that song Oklahoma for me. So here we go. Keb Mo.
I can feel the spirit lifting me up, taking me higher. I can never get enough. I can never get enough of Oklahoma, cowboys and Choctaws. Oklahoma, Chickasaws and outlaws. I can feel the sunshine sweeping through the place. Jesus on the mainland, devil stay away. Rain or shine, Oklahoma's gonna be okay. Jump.
idea, something that would last for a million years. You see, someday we will all disappear, but the big idea will still be here. You got to use it again. Baby, don't you throw it away. Now, who can imagine everything it would bring? You can turn that plastic into any old thing. It's so convenient, you just can't beat it. Till it gets in the ocean and the fish start to eat it. You got to use it again. Baby, don't you throw it away. Well, now a turtle can't swim and a bird can't sing. When they're stuck in the hole of a six-pack ring. We got bottles and bags, caps and cups. We got too much stuff, we got to clean it all up. You got to use it again, baby, don't you throw it away. Well, the face of this planet, as far as I can see, well, it could use just a little plastic surgery. Starting to miss how it all turns out is anyone's guess. I use it all the time, I must confess. But if I care a little more, I'll use a little less. You got to use it again, baby, don't you throw it away. 'Cause it's a beautiful world.
Keb Moe, CD titled Oklahoma, and we opened up with the title track, Oklahoma, and Skylight Steve checked in and said, giddy up, saddle up, as he listening to the tune Oklahoma from Keb Moe, and then we concluded with a tune titled Don't Throw It Away, and I could hear Taj Mahal singing on the chorus on that particular tune. They did a wonderful CD a couple of years ago called Taj Moe, Taj Mahal and Keb Moe. Was a wonderful CD, and this is Keb Moe's latest. And the summer, the short summer fundraiser begins this Thursday. Next Sunday, I'll be here raising funds in support of blues, soul, and Zydeco music here on your Sunday nights. So count on helping us out here on during the summer, the very brief summer fundraiser. I think it runs 4 or 5 days. I think it concludes early the following week. Dig deep and be generous. I appreciate that. Well, let's get back to some more new releases. This is from Harp Dog Brown. He is from Edmonton, Alberta. He's 57. He's now based in Vancouver, British Columbia. And according to this promo, it says he is a larger-than-life character. The people at the Waterfront Blues Festival in Portland, Oregon, found out over the weekend because Harp Dog Brown was on the bill there. He feels deeply connected to the New Orleans blues sound because he discovered he has family roots in New Orleans. His new CD is called For Love or Money. He does a little Chicago, he does a little New Orleans. He's got a lot of different influences. So let's turn to his new CD, For Love or Money, and we're going to open up with a song that Winoni Harris did decades ago, Buzzard Luck.
Nothing in my pocket but the bottom, and that's more than I can say for my shoes. Speaking of the blues, yes, I've got 'em. Boy, that's all I can afford to lose.
nothing but buzzard luck. I can't get no relief cause I'm traveling. I really got nowhere to go. My last pair of pants is unraveling and I don't know a soul to get sold. I got in a fight, I was too weak to duck. Man, that's nothing but buzzard luck. Just like a buzzard flying high in the sky. Hot. I left my little town in Texas, spent 3 years in Illinois. When I got back, I was disgusted. I had a month old, a little boy. Well, she took me to court. The judge said, you're stuck. Man, that's nothing but buzzard luck. Hot. I left my little town in Texas. Spent 3 years in Illinois. When I got back, I was disgusted. I had a month old, a baby boy. Well, she took me to court. The judge said, you're stuck. Man, that's nothing but buzzard luck.
Thank you. the prettiest little woman, man, I ever seen. But she's a reefer loving woman. A reefer loving woman. Well, she's a reefer loving woman, and that's all right with me. Yeah, she's a reefer loving woman. I say the reefer loving woman. A reefer loving woman. My kind of girl. And you're the reason of my mama. That's all right with me.
Something new from Harp Dog Brown on vocals and harp for Love or Money. For Love and Money, I should say. It's on the Doghouse record label. We opened up with a Winoni Harris tune titled Buzzard Luck, and we concluded with Reefer Lovin' Woman. Doghouse, or Harp Dog Brown, on the Doghouse record label. Taking us to the top of the hour, I'm going to return to the request from Savannah and Frank at Bruce Mines, Ontario, and return to two more tunes for the artist that they requested, Johnny Guitar Watson. And let's turn to a tune titled The Gangster of Love.
Jesse James and Frank James, Billy Kid, all the rest. Supposed to be some bad cats out there in the West. But when they dug me and my gangster ways, they hung up their guns and made it. Of course I'm a gangster of love. Say I'm a gangster of love. Well now, when I walk down the street, all the girls that I meet say he's a gangster of love. Yeah. I robbed a local beauty contest for their first place winner. They found her with me out in Hollywood, eating a big steak dinner. They tried to get her to go back to pick up her prize. She stood up and told them, you just don't realize that he's a gangster of love. Well, in the morning, gangster of love. When I walk in a bar, girls from near and far say he's a gangster of love. Oh, let me invade a little. I jump on my white horse Cadillac. I ride across the borderline. I rope 65 girls. I kiss them all at the same time. I take 25 or 30. I put them all on a freight. $1 million reward for me. Each and every state. The sheriff say, is you Guitar Watson? In a very deep voice. I say, yes, sir, brother sheriff. And that's your wife on the back of my horse. Cause I'm a gangster. Walk down the street, all the girls that I meet say he's a gangster of love. Fine. Send those heat waves up and down my spine. got a small waistline and a hip set way out, and the whole fire department can't put her out. She's my hot, hot little mama. Hot, hot little mama. Hot little mama. And she really sets me afire. Well, I'm hot little mama, like electric wire. Every time I kiss her, she sets me afire. She's a hot, hot little mama. Hot, hot little mama. My hot little mama. And you really sets me afire. Well, I'm a hot little mama. Makes me alarm. She can do more damage than the whole H-bomb. She's my hot, hot little mama. Yeah, 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 little mama. She's my hot little mama. And she really sets me afire. Joe melt the snow, that was all she could do. But my baby boiled the water after Mary got through. Hot, hot little mama. She's my hot, hot little mama. She's my hot little mama. And she really sets me afire. Yeah, she's my hot little mama. And she really sets me afire.
She's my hot little mama. She sets me to fire. That was Johnny Guitar Watson by request. 1955 recording for RPM Records. Hot Little Mama. And we opened up with Gangster of Love. I never had the chance to see Johnny Guitar Watson. He was scheduled to perform at the Chicago Blues Festival, but he had a heart attack on stage in Yokohama, Japan, just a few weeks before the Chicago Blues Fest appearance. Johnny Guitar Watson. When I come back after the station ID and some other messages, I'm going to debut a new CD from a young man from just south of San Jose. His name is Shane Dwight. So you be sure to stay near the radio.